How shall I know this for certain? Doesn't Zechariah bring comfort to your heart? He sure does to mine. For I read what Luke writes about Zechariah and Elizabeth. For they were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. And then I see this question: how shall I know for certain? And I don't feel quite so alone in my own questioning and pondering of the mysteries of God in my life. For after all, if such righteous saints of God can so question, maybe a poor sinner like myself isn't so abnormal. How can I know for certain? One might irreverently suggest to Zacharias that if he just waits a few months, he won't need to ask such a question. For when Elizabeth starts gaining weight around the middle and feels the baby kicking inside her, he'll know. How can I know for certain? That's not just a Zechariah question. That's a Ralph question, and a John question, and a Bob question, and a Rich question, and a question for every one of us gathered here today. For we are all possessed of the same human frailty and uncertainty, that which questions the very things which God so explicitly tells us. And when we ask those questions, by our very questioning, we miss the more fundamental underpinnings of what God would tell us. Look at Zechariah. As the angel appeared to him during his priestly service, the angel had a great message. Not just that he and Elizabeth were to have a son, but that you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine nor liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. And he will turn back many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God, and it is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, so as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zechariah never questioned the angel about any of this startling news, except, how can I know this for certain? For I am an old man. The question of certainty robbed Zacharias of the richness of the message that this angel brought, even as it robs us of the comfort and hope that God would offer. How can I know for certain? For indeed, Paul said, Jews ask for signs, and Greeks search for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. In his quest for certainty, Zechariah longed for a sign, something tangible that would certify the words of the angel. And he, of course, receives it, the sign of muteness, until after the birth of John, a testimony to the gracious nature of our God, who in our weakness serves us with his almighty power. And in our Advent waiting, we see the sign of God's sending also, do we not? The Word made flesh, come to dwell among us. He whose praises the angels sang made known his incarnation and testified to his deity through many miraculous signs. Indeed, near the end of his gospel, St. John writes, many other signs, therefore, Jesus also performed in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. How can I know for certain? God gives us all kinds of certainty. Not always in the great and glorious, but also in the humble and unlikely. A baby, some water, bread and wine, signs that for the believer are powerful evidence of the grace of God at work within our lives. For several years, one of my favorite hymns has been that marvelous baptismal hymn in the worship supplement, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. There the hymnist points to the certainty of our salvation through this blessed washing. Though sin, Satan, and death assail us, none can rob us of the assurance that we are God's own. He writes, death, you cannot end my gladness. I am baptized into Christ. When I die, I leave all sadness to inherit paradise. Though I lie in dust and ashes, faith's assurance brightly flashes. Baptism has the strength divine to make life immortal mine. There is nothing worth comparing to this lifelong comfort sure. Open-eyed, my grave is staring. Even there, I'll rest secure. Though my flesh awaits its raising, still my soul continues praising, I am baptized into Christ. I am a child of paradise. Certainty. We look for it. We long for it. All God's people long for it, and God gives it, though not in the way the world might like. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. The Word made flesh, put to death in the flesh, but raised by the Spirit so that there may be no doubting. The Advent season is a season of waiting. Waiting like Zechariah and many other godly people of his time for the salvation of Israel. We await the certain fulfillment of God's promise found in the babe of Bethlehem. But we yearn also for that new Jerusalem where all doubts and all fears shall subside. Where this is most certainly true is never called into question. When no longer is there any need of answers to our faltering questions. as we patiently, or as the case may be, impatiently await his return, we are reminded, soon shall pass the earthly mission, swift shall pass thy pilgrim days, hope soon change to glad fruition, faith to sight, and prayer to praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.